Igeres HaTshuva, Perek Beis, is the Shiur for the 13th of Tammuz, Yud Gimel Tammuz, and it's on page 348. Perek Beis of Igeres HaTshuva. Ach, kol zelein kapozo mechilas ha'ovein, all of the above is relevant, refers to forgiveness and cleansing of a sin. In that he is forgiven completely for having violated the Eibishter's command. When he does complete tshuva, the sin is erased so that not a word is mentioned, not even a half of word concerning the sin, b'yem hadin, on the day of judgment, la'on she'al zechas v'sholem be'elam habo, that he would, God forbid, be punished for the sin in elam habo, v'nifta legami min hadin be'elam habo, so that he is completely exonerated from punishment in the world to come. Omnom, that's only concerning the removal of the sin, retroactively. Omnom she'yihye l'rotzin l'fnei Hashem, in order to be accepted before God, u'mezut z'chaviv l'fanav izbarich k'kedem hachet, to be once again accepted by God, like he was before he sinned, l'hiyeis nachas ruach l'keine ma'avidosei, so that the Eibishter can have nachas from his service of God, there was a need in the times of the Beis HaMikdash to bring a carbon oilo even for a slight violation of a mitzvah's esse. She'ein ba kodos and Mrs. Bezdin, where there is no kodos and there is no capital punishment. K'meisha dov sh'razal teras kayanim al posuk v'nirtzalei, וכדאיסא בגמרא פרק עמד הזבוכים, דאילו מחפרס על מצווה עשה. As the carbon oilo that was brought daily was to bring forgiveness for positive mitzvahs that were not fulfilled. והיא דאיזן לאחר שעשה תשובה ונמחה להאנש. But the carbon was not what brought forgiveness. The carbon was like a gift that one sends to a king who one had angered, after the king had already forgiven him. After the forgiveness, then there comes the present. Like, for example, a person who transgressed the king against the king, and he appeased the king through intermediaries, through messengers, and the king forgives him. Still, he sends a gift, a present, to the king, that he should want him again, so that he can come to see the king. And the expression, or as it says in Teda, v'nirtza le'lachapir olov, einzu kaporas nafshei, this doesn't mean the forgiveness for the nefesh, elo lechapir l'fnei Hashem, but to cleanse before God, li'yes nachas ruach l'keinei, that he should once again be a source of pleasure for God, k'di'is Hashem b'gimara, u'kamei shekosuv, tomim yiyya l'rotzim. Now that we don't have a carbon, to bring out God's willingness to accept us again after the sin, now the taina, the fasting, takes the place of the carbon. That the loss of flesh and blood that results from the fasting should be considered a carbon. And that's why we find in many of the sages, tanoim and amezoyim, shal dover kao, that even on a slight sin, hayu misanim tainiyes harbe miyed, they would fast many fasts. Rabbi Loza ben Azariah, who permitted a cow to be yetzah b'ritzua sheben kaneh b'shabbos, to wear a strap between its horns on Shabbos. The Chachomim Esrim, and his colleagues, the sages, prohibited it. Upam achas yotza kein pozose shel shchente v'loi michobei bo, and one time the cow of his neighbor went out on Shabbos with the strap between its horns, and Abelazar ben Azaria did not stop her. Hush harushin of mitneatzemeis, and his teeth were darkened from the amount of fasting that he did. Al shaleikayim divei chaveiro, over the fact that he didn't support or fulfill the decision of his colleagues, who said that it was not permitted. V'chein Rabbi Yeshua she'omar beishni medivreichem beishamai. Rabbi Yeshua once said, I am ashamed of your words. He said this to Beis Shammai, and because it was a strong, a harsh expression, his teeth were turned black, darkened because of the fasting. One time the strap of the tefillin turned inverted. They turned over, they were inside out, and he fasted 40 fasts. Okay, hey, no rabbis, and we find many such cases in the Gemara. So all of this fasting was not in order to attain forgiveness, because there was no, these were not the kinds of sins that you would need to suffer in order to attain forgiveness. So the fasting was in place of the karban. And on this basis, the Arizal taught his students, from the teachings of Kabbalah, the number of fasts that are necessary for certain sins, even though they are not sins for which there is the karis punishment or misa b'dei shamayim punishment. Kemei al hakas. For example, if a person loses his temper, the Arizal writes that you have to have kuf nun aleph tainis. You have to fast 151 fasts in order to rectify the anger. Vafilu al isadirabon kemei stam yenom, and even on a rabbinic prohibition, as for example non-Jewish wine, yisane ayin gimel tainis. The Arizal writes that according to Kabbalah, you have to fast 73 fasts for drinking wine that isn't Jewish. V'chein al bitul mitzvus esse derabbanon, and also in failure to do a mitzvus esse that the sages instituted, k'mei tefillah, for example, a daily davening, which is rabbinic, is yisane samach aleph tainis. You have to fast 61 fasts. Derech klal said hatainis is gula niflol is galus ratzon elyon baruch hu. Generally speaking, the fasting has a remarkable effect in revealing the divine will. Kamei hakarbon shenema bei reyach necheyach l'Hashem. Just like with the carbon had a great effect on bringing the Eibishter's ratzon, nachas ruach, back to the people who had distanced themselves from God through the Aveda. The same way, the fasting has that effect. Yeshayah is criticizing the Jews and says, do you call this a day of fasting, a day of Ratzin for the Eibishter? Which shows that if the Tzayim was proper, then it would be a Yem Ratzin. It would reveal, bring down God's will to the people. In the Hayem Yem, the Yud Gimel Tammuz, the second day of the Chag HaGeula, Einem Mim Tachna, we don't say Tachna today either, Yem Bei Yotzo Kvei Kedushas Ad Moshvita L'Cheiros. It is the day that the Tzaddik Rebbe came out, went out into freedom. the day before Yud Beis Tammuz, he was notified that he would be free, or that he is free, but he left the next day. Hamaiser Huschal Zeva al Shor Hashlishis, Eiluyem Revi. The imprisonment began at 2:15 in the morning on Wednesday. It was the 15th of Sivan, June 15, 1927. It was Chamisha Osa B'Sivan Topesh Pezayin. And Hisakiv Begolus, he was also detained in exile B'ir Kastrama Ad Chatzi Sho Acha Chatzeis Hayem Yem Harevi Shleisha Osa B'Tamuz Topesh Pezayin. He was detained in the exile in Kastrama until a half hour past midday on Wednesday, the 13th of Tammuz, which was July 13th, 1927. From the letter that the Rebbe wrote to the occasion of his Chag HaGeula, he writes that, Hineni Sheleach Maimer, I'm sending you a Maimer. As a form of Hishtat Fusi in Yedideinu Anashi Yichye B'chol Mokim Meshrei Seichem L'Hatzlocha, my way of participation with Hasidim, with Anash, wherever they may live, V'li Yeis Itchem Imchem B'Hizvaduschem B'Dvar Chizuk Darki Hasidus B'Kviyus U'Shmira Zmanei Limudei Dach U'L'Hiseide B'Kiyam Inyanei HaLimud. In order to be with you in your Fabrenian, where you Fabrein concerning strengthening the ways of Hasidus by establishing and keeping the times of study of Hasidus, and to be inspired to fulfill what you study. Elikeinu v'elikei aviseinu yivorech es klolus anash heim besam zaram v'zera zaram. The Eibishter, the God of our fathers, should bless all Hasidim, them, their homes, their children, and their children's children, b'teich klal achinu b'nei Yisrael, along with all Jews, Hashem aleim yichyu, b'chol mila d'meitav minefesh v'ad basar, in all matters of goodness, with all good, for physically and spiritually.